KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Porkchop, and Tracy Lawrence. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, everybody.
We're ready for the show Saturday night. Are you?
I am ready, man. I love playing out in Tucson. We always have great crowds, and everybody loves the traditional country music, so I'm going to be coming with a great band and playing all those old hits everybody loves.
And you're bringing a Tucson boy with you, Vince Marino.
That's it. Absolutely. Bringing him back for a homecoming this weekend.
Awesome.
Perfect. You know, it is rodeo week, so you're the official rodeo concert for the Tucson Rodeo. So a lot of cowboys are going to look to throw down there at Desert Diamond Casino.
Very cool. We like our rodeos. I get a chance to play a lot of those around the country throughout the year, so we're pretty much at home with those.
Well, that's the that traditional feel. Lots of fans of real country music at the rodeo.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up playing rodeos when I was a kid. You know, that's kind of one of the things I started out doing back home. So it's a big comfort factor. So hopefully everybody's going to have a great time. We'll play all those little hits from the 90s, a couple of new things. Some guys that influenced me along the way, so we should have a great time this weekend.
After all this time, do you have a favorite song you like performing?
I love doing I See It Now. It's one of my personal favorites. I just love the melody of that song. It's always fun to sing. You know, and I have different favorites for different reasons. You know, Sticks and Stones was my first one.
Sticks and Stones.
And Time Marches On is probably one of the best country songs written in the 90s to me.
I love Time Marches On.
That's probably my favorite. I mean, you're one of those guys that when people haven't seen you in concert, then they get there and they go, oh yeah, I know this song. Oh, I know this song. And the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later, and they're singing along with every song.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch the reaction from the crowd, man. You know, and with the internet these days, you got a lot of younger fans that that are rediscovering traditional country music and finding their favorite things from the 90s. So, you know, we have people from all ages that come out now. A lot of teenagers that are really getting into our music, and so it's really fun to watch people kind of reconnect with all this.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tracy, speaking of newer country music, can you be honest with you? What is your opinion of what is your state of country music now? What's your feelings on it?
You know, I think I like where it's going. I think things are swinging back a little bit.
Right.
You know, and I've got some friends. I'm proud for their success. I miss music of substance. I think country kind of lost its way. I think country lost its heart and soul in the last several years, and I'm excited to see it start swinging back the other way. I think the industry kind of underestimated our listeners, you know, and I have friends that write for publishing companies that would turn in great songs and be told by their publishers to take it back and dumb it down. But I think we've undershot our audience, and I think people are fed up with it. I think people want real music to come back, better written songs, better imagery. I think we're missing the boat on all that, so hopefully some of it's going to swing back our way.
Yeah. I could dumb it down a little bit. Gosh, that's so disappointing. That is so disappointing.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at writing dumb songs, too.
Oh, now stop that.
I need to work on my intellectual approach.
No, stop that. Well, but we've had some success. I mean, songs with content. Television shows, the television show Nashville with T-Bone Burnett and his work on that show, I thought did a great job in presenting intelligent lyrics and songs that are more, you know, that were more traditional in that they were telling stories. And I think that's one of the things that we got away from.
I agree, and I think a lot of it's going to swing back. And you know, it seems like Chris Stapleton is kind of waving that flag of really talented vocalists bringing meatier songs back to the table. And, you know, there's things happening in radio, too. You know, you can kind of feel the pendulum swinging back. I don't know if that's going to have any effect on me. You know, I don't think that's going to reopen the floodgates for guys like me from my era. You know, I don't think we're going to start having a string of hits back on country radio again. I think they've kind of closed the book on that chapter of my life. But that's okay. You know, I'm an ambassador for the industry, and I would like to see it get back to a more traditional place and have a little bit more integrity about the music that it puts out to the public. And I think it's going to do that.
Well, people get a healthy dose of that Saturday night at Desert Diamond Casino when they get the tickets for the show. DDCAZ.com or at the ticket office at Desert Diamond Casino. Tracy, it's going to be a great night. Thank you so much for your honesty and for your talent and for traditional country music.
Absolutely, guys. Look forward to seeing you. It's always a pleasure, man. Thanks for taking time for me this morning.
Thank you. Thanks.